Case number 12769, Courtney Horn seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing and proposed structure. Sections 115, 42, 115, 182, and 115, 185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the west side of East Lagoon Road within the Dogwood Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 30835 East Lagoon Road in Dagsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 123. The applicant is seeking a 5.6-foot variance from the 17.6-foot average front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. We have 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
State your name and address for the record.
Courtney Horn.
Your address?
30835 East Lagoon Road, Dagsboro.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case, sir.
Okay. We purchased this property last year and went to get a permit to do addition onto it and realized that it is a non-conforming building and that the current setback is 14 feet and it requires 17.8 feet. We had it surveyed and where we thought the property lines were, they actually were closer, so that's when we realized the problem. I guess in 2018, from what I'm gathering, the person that built this home applied for a variance, and that was denied, and then I don't know the whole situation. They built it, and they had another hearing, got it approved. I don't know the whole scenario about that. But I'm trying to get to be able to build an addition onto it longer, which would, because the property is not built perfectly straight to the road, it's going to angle a little bit, it would actually take it to 11 feet instead of the 14 foot. I looked at the architect, there's really no other way to build it to do the second floor with the stair landing it to match up. If we moved it back and made like an L, so there's no other way of doing it. So that's why I applied for this. The two properties before me, I think it's 31 and 33, they're actually even closer to the street than my property. The property on the other side of me is within the 17 foot that's required there. So basically that's what we're asking for.
Questions?
The street looks like it's straight. Why does the property sort of jut in?
The street ain't straight. The street is, I want to pop across the street too. The street is actually 2 feet on my property, and then the street isn't over here where it belongs. So if you look on some of the pictures I sent you, it's 20, sorry, from my house to the edge of the street, it's 23.1 feet right now.
Right.
Okay, and the street's 26 feet wide. There's a right of way, it's 30 feet. So it's over more on that side than where it should be. And everything in the front of that property is grass, and we got to take care of it. When I first moved in there, we were moving in, and the inspector comes by and says, "You got to cut this grass here." I said, "Well, we just moved in, give me a break." And he's like, "Well, you know, this got to be maintained." I said, "Okay, we'll take care of it." So we're responsible to maintain all the way up to the road, even though we don't own it. So once I got things surveyed, it started making sense of what's going on.
I was just looking at the aerial. Well, that one right there.
I remember this somehow.
Yeah. Can I come over a second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah. We had two different.
All of this right here.
Yeah.
Was 26 feet.
One with us and one with us.
Okay.
My property actually ends right about here. Mm-hmm. And the road is over here. So basically, this comes right. The property all over. Here, that's right here. So the road's half of my other property. The road was just basically put where they thought it was.
Right.
So it kind of throws everything off. And I believe what they did when they built this the first time, I believe they did corner pin to corner pin and drew a straight line. And they thought that was a property line, but there was a corner pin, a middle pin that was there. So that middle pin was throwing everything off. There was a straight line, I'd be within the requirements.
Because there were two lots.
Mm-hmm. There are three lots.
This is two, and then this is one.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. So that's where it comes into play, where there used to be three
lots. Right, it used to be at one time. Yeah. I believe that that's what happened when they built the place. They thought they were within lines, and then they weren't.
Yeah, just to give the board and the applicant a little bit of a background, because I think some of you were on the board at the time, some of you were not. The prior owner came to the board because the house was placed and it did not comply with the average front yard setback requirement, and there was also variances needed for some of the other structures on the lot, the sheds and the guest house and whatnot. The board approved the guest house, the sheds, and those other variances, but did not approve it for the house. The applicant came back about a year and a half later and presented a case that there had been a substantial change. At that time, effectively, the prior owner had alleged that they had looked to try to move it back. They were in litigation with the builder, and they found out that the retaining wall that was there, they couldn't mm-hmm. go back further. They couldn't physically move it into compliance because of the potential impact it would have on the retaining wall. This was originally three lots. It at some point was consolidated into one, which is why I think Mr. Horn, right?
Yes, correct.
I think that was why those. It's not a straight line because they were straight lines from the pins, but then it kind of goes. So they are not, it's not a straight line along East Lagoon Road. It does have a little bit of a waggle to it. So I want to give the board a little background. I know the findings were in your packet, but just to give you kind of a summary and a little context, and also so the applicant's aware of that too, because there was a bit of a history on this one, having come back a second time.
Sir, is your plan to remove the guest house?
Yes.
It's not been removed yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. The rear of the garage, is that going to be at the rear of this house? It's 24 foot 4 inches deep, or is that going to be back at the rear of the porch?
I didn't follow you there.
Well, all right, let me see if I can tell you. I'm looking at the survey where you kind of sketched in where you're going to put the garage.
Yes. Okay.
And I see the house, or the pole building house, is 24.3 feet deep. And then there's an additional 12.4 foot deep porch behind that yet. So my question is, where is the rear of your garage going to end?
Oh, the garage? The rear of the garage is... Can I come up and show you? You mind?
I have it in front of me.
The rear of the garage, if you look on the sketch I made, the rear of the garage is 27 feet from the back of the property line on the far lot. It would actually be lot 11. Remember correctly?
I guess that's not really answering my question. How deep, total depth, is the garage going to be? Is it going to be 24 feet deep, or is it going to be 36-something?
The garage is 38 feet deep by 30. The addition is 24 feet by 20.
So the garage is on lot 11.
Correct.
Is the separate building.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So is he going to be able to build there? Because that's a flood zone. That line,
the garage,
flood zone AE, you know.
The garage is elevated with concrete.
Okay.
Just elevated up.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm just a little confused when I'm looking at. So what exactly are you adding on to the end of the house?
I'm adding on a second story. It'll be two bedrooms.
Okay. Over top of what?
There's nothing there right now. It's just ground.
Right. So what's going to be the first floor?
First floor is in bedroom.
Okay.
And second
so
floor.
A bedroom on top of a bedroom?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So you're going to end up with a bedroom that's 24 feet deep?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a reason it needs to be so big?
We have four kids, and the other two bedrooms that are in here are size of a closet, basically. One's, I think, 8 by 8? One closet, yeah, I think it's 8 by 8. And the other one is 10 by 12. So I'm planning to retire in a couple more years and move down there permanently, so we're trying to make suitable rooms for our kids.
Okay. I guess one of the kind of concerns I have here is this idea that the front yard setback keeps creeping forward towards the road.
Right.
So originally, it was already reduced because of the averages of the neighboring properties. Mm-hmm. So it was reduced to begin with. Then the person who built the house built it too close to the road, so now we reduce it again. And then you're back here for an addition, so now we're being asked to reduce it yet again.
I totally understand that.
Yeah, so I guess my question is, could you build this addition back a couple of feet to keep it in line with the existing house?
I can't because of the stairwell alignments. We tried to figure out ways to put staircase in there to get it to go to the second floor, and then the way the other house is laid out, to make it work, you just can't do it. We tried put them on this side, and that's the only way to do it to get the normal code, which is the 8 to 12 rise or the run. It has to be done from that way down. So if I moved it in, it would be what, 5 feet in, and 5 feet and 5 feet back. Number one, I have to remove that the wall, retaining wall in the back, and deal with that headache. And then also, it would mess up with everything else, because we're using a previous hallway that's there that goes into the other bedroom to make part of the stairways to go upstairs.
So that retaining wall is going to affect where you build it also. That's why it needs to be raised.
Correct.
Is what you're saying.
Correct. It all comes into play. If they were to, you know, and also if they were to tilt the house just another, I think it'd be 3 feet this way, a little more, then they'll be able to keep that straight line. But as I get better, also, we still got 23 feet of property there, even though they say I don't own it all, I got to maintain it. Yeah. And the road's actually on the other side of the property. So it's one of the things which, you know, that's something that we're going to deal with later, but we got to maintain it. If we had that 20 feet grow up grass, they're fining us for it. So it's kind of the double-edged sword. You know, you claim it, but we got to take care of it, you know.
Mr. Horn, on your proposed addition, and I'm looking at a survey, and it's consuming a portion of the area called gravel.
Yes.
And that corner closest to the road, East Lagoon Road. Two questions. The distance, I can't make it out. It looks like something's in there. It looks like 12 feet from the corner to your property line. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the distance from your property line, same, if you keep following that line, the distance from your property line to the edge of paving.
The edge of paving? I'm not sure property there, but I know at the end of the current house, it's 23.1 feet at the current edge of the house.
Okay. So we need our tri ruler.
Yeah. So it would be approximately, if it's 12 feet there, it's 14, 1, 5, 3, you'd be approximately 20 feet.
Give or take.
Give or take, right. Exactly.
Thank you.
It looks like how the property line goes is power lines are set right on that property line.
The power lines are actually on the other side. That okay. Pole just feeds my house.
Gotcha.
So it comes okay. Overhead to that pole and then goes
right.
to my property.
I was worried about getting into the easement and being proximate to the power lines.
Correct. They're on the other side of the road. And also, like I said, 200 properties up or even closer, the 31 is only 11 feet from the street now to the paved street.
Right.
So I'm not sure where his property line is to really confirm that, but I'm measuring the paved street to his front house.
In the picture, there's a shipping container.
Yes, we have that there temporary. That's going to be leaving.
It's going to be leaving?
Yes, yes, yes.
How long's it been there?
8 months.
Okay.
We applied for that to be a shed. We were going to put windows in it and change it. But then we changed our route to do this, so we're taking that away. We have it there now as a temporary shed. And then once the garage is done, that's sleeping.
Sure, that'll make your neighbors happy.
One of them, most of them didn't care. I was only one that stated her opinion, and I was like, don't worry, we're going to paint. I showed up and said, oh, that looks beautiful once it's done. But, you know.
But if approved, what you're proposing, that storage container will be leaving?
Yes, the garage we got the permit for already. We actually did the footer and the foundation. That's already done and poured. And then we're starting to frame that up 2 weeks from now. And as soon as that's framed up and done, what's in there is going in the garage, and that's leaving.
Mr. Sharp?
There's a site plan that we have in the record from 2018, and it shows two septic, looks like septic tanks, or the mm-hmm. but there's two septic things to the east of the existing guest house. Is that still there, or do you have sewer there now?
That's still there. We have the permit that's been approved to move that over.
Okay, so that will not be encroached upon by this addition?
Nope, all the buildings we're doing was in a factor for the new permit for the septic.
And this, does the rear of this property slope towards the lagoon?
Correct.
Right, so is it safe to say that the south side of this property, I guess this, the, as you kind of go south to north,
mm-hmm.
Does it slope more on the south side than the north side where you're putting the garage?
It did at that time. Now, since the garage is there, it's in the front yard, it's actually sloped level.
Okay. So the north side of your property where the garage is going to go, it's higher than the south side?
Correct. The property now is the before, they sloped both basically even.
Okay.
Evenly, and then they built the garage, and now it's the front half of the yard is level.
Okay. But you think that retaining wall has played a part in that?
Over in that part, the retaining wall is in the other part of the property,
mm-hmm.
where the house would be. That's a retaining wall. The rest of it at that time, before the garage was built, went down pretty far.
Now this addition, because the site plan that I show kind of has that retaining wall ending just north of the rear of the house.
It goes farther than that.
Okay. And that limits kind of where you can put the addition because of that retaining wall?
Correct, yes.
And it still slopes behind that where the addition will be located?
After the retaining wall, then it drops off, okay. Yes.
How much does it drop off? A couple feet?
6 feet.
Okay. Do you have, I presume you're going to use the garage for parking? Is that where your vehicles are going to go?
Correct, yes.
I don't think I have any other questions at this time.
Sir, I just want to make sure I understand what's going on with the septic. Are you moving the septic tanks? Is that what you're moving?
I got a proposal to do new septic field and tanks.
Where will the new field and the tanks go?
It would be, best way to
you
show.
You can walk up there and show me on the screen, okay. Actually, that way.
The new tanks is going to be about right here. And then the field is right here, and that gives me a 14-foot driveway to go around to the garage.
Okay.
Approximately, I think it was 14, maybe a little more, but.
Barely have enough room for the septic field, the garage, and then also the addition?
No, we have plenty of room. Because he said we can make the field bigger if we wanted to.
You can make what bigger?
The field bigger if we wanted to.
I still want to get back to this addition of the house. Could you build, it looks like what you're proposing is an additional 20 feet off the end of the house to the off the right side of the house. Does that make sense?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Can that go further yet? Does it have to stop at 20?
No, it can't, because then that's where tanks would be. Once we do this, let's say you ever put sewer in there, we're basically done, because the tanks are going to go there. The only thing you can do is make the field bigger if you want it to, and that would be it.
But the tanks have to be where they're going to go.
Correct.
So that those tanks are limiting your addition.
From what I'm building on, this is the max I'll be able to build, yes.
Yeah. And you feel that this addition, this two-story addition, that this is the amount of space you need for your family?
That's correct.
If you made it smaller, you're not going to have enough space?
No.
All right. Okay.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
You have a seat right up front there.
Okay. Thank you.
I do have one more, if I may.
Oh, go ahead, Mr. Sharp.
I just want to make sure you did the drawing here showing the addition, correct? Or
yes.
Okay.
And this
is that
scale.
To scale? It is to scale?
Okay. Sure. Yes, to scale, yes.
And because your testimony earlier was that it was 11 feet at that corner. Is it 11 feet or 12 feet?
When I applied for the variance, I forget the reason why they said to make it 11, not 12, and I don't remember why. I don't remember why.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because when we do these, we put, you may have heard the prior application where there's some confusion from 2004 about what was the variance granted.
Correct.
We want to make sure that the record, whether for or the approver or approver denies it, that we have the right distance there
right.
marked.
11 foot as well was what I,
okay,
I need
so,
to have.
So what you're seeking then is a variance of, what is that, 6.8?
5.8.
Well, 5.8 would be 12 feet. You're saying 11 feet, so it's going to be even closer to the road than the closest it can be to the road is 17.8.
Okay, so
from the front property line.
Yes, 6.8 then, yes.
So what you're saying is you want a variance of 6.8 feet.
Yes.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure I was clear on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line who would like to speak in reference to case 12769, Mr. Courtney Horn?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12769 for Mr. Courtney Horn and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12769 for Mr. Courtney Horn. I think the property has unique physical conditions due to the shape of the property. The front of the property juts in from the road, and then the rear of the property slopes off pretty severely towards the creek. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay because I feel like it was created by the applicant. So with a vote of 4-1, your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.